patients, but we have a wellness center as well. Here is an activity park with animals, like it's a mixture of a farm, so a farm and an activity park. And then we have our new herb, you know, which is a permaculture, our orchard, where we produce most of the vegetables and fruits from our for our restaurants. We go, you know, a little bit of history. This year we are is the 75th anniversary of the hotel. It was founded by my grandparents, so I'm the third generation, shall we say. It started like a project, you know, it's a family-run hotel, but it's a project that is like a dream, you know, because you know that in Catalonia, only the hair can stand the land. You know? The rest of the brothers or sisters, if they are not the hair, you know, Larell, they have to go abroad. You know? They used to go to the cities or other things, no? My grandfather was not the heir, so he went to Manresa to live there, but he was missing a lot the mountains, the Cadi Range mountains, and thinking all the time how to return. But return without having land, it was impossible because everybody was living from agriculture 75 years ago. There was no tourism. Well, there not that's not exactly, no. In our valley, there was Turin, because Turin started at the end of the 19th century, close to Puigcerdà. It was a sort of health tourism, but not in the rest of the valley. So the project was to show the Cadí range, no, to show their love for the landscape. The other grandparents, they founded the camping site 55 years ago, and my parents, they married later on, and now, you know, we are the third generation. We have four children. I don't know if any of them will remain in the company, but it doesn't matter for me because. This is now my project. It doesn't matter if I'm the third generation. I'm here because I love what I do. It doesn't matter if my children will remain or not. If we make a little bit of explanation about the evolution, no, in 1947, when my grandparents founded the hotel, they were offering accommodation and board. No, full work, half work, and of course, no, the environment, no, the excursions for the environment, and the business model we had is that we had to work a lot, no, with maximum capacity during holidays because it's the moment that people could come to our hotels. So most of them was in summer, but some of them in Easter, for example, or other holidays, because it was the only moment where they had cash. The rest of the year, they had more costs than benefits. In 2006, with my parents, we started to see that the world was changing, no, and we prepared to change a little bit this business model, offering experiences. And in this moment, we started, for example, to offer guided tours, guided excursions. We founded a mini club, a playground area. Well, in this country, you know, you under any rock, there is a law, no? And then once you decide to make excursions, you have to create a company, no, for guided excursions, so an outdoor an outdoor company. Once you have this outdoor company, you cannot sell it with accommodation because, you know, Wolkenstein says that it is a package, so you have to be a travel agency. So we had to fund or to have our own travel agency. And so on. So I'm creating many experiences. So it's the moment, you know, from 2006, 2009, that we were creating a lot of experiences. But what happened that those years? No, the economical crisis. And in a moment, no, that was this economical crisis, that all other companies, what they did is control costs. We had a lot of costs, no? And it is the moment that appeared the booking engines, no, like booking.com, for example, where people could compare, no, prices. So I'm only focusing on prices, not services. So in a moment, no, that everybody was controlling costs, we had a lot of costs because we were getting lots of services. And then we had a problem because we were not anymore a hotel or a camping site. We had to explain that, no, in booking.com, comparing with the other hotels, that we offered a lot of services. And then we thought that maybe it would be good to create, I need your help, Marca Paraiguas.
Umbrella brand.
Thank you. An umbrella brand to explain all the services we had. And this is where we decided to make Cerdanya Resort. Okay, it was good to explain that we were more than accommodation and board, but if we talk about, if I ask you about a resort, where do you go? What do you expect for a resort?
Beach.
A beach, no? Probably, I don't know, República Dominicana, no? An all-in bracelet, no? Drinking food, cheap food, lots of activities. And this is not what we were offering. So we had a lot of problems, no? And because our guests, no, they expected a thing, were expecting a thing that we could not provide. So that pushed us to offering every time more and more and more services. We, as they said, well, if they want the all-in bracelet, we put them an all-in bracelet. But of course, if we were offering, you know, food from the area, biological food and things like that with an all-in bracelet, it was not the solution. So it was a big problem. We felt as if we were in a stream. No, we don't know where we go. We are going. We don't like what we are doing because it's not, no, the values from my grandparents. And in this moment, it was in October 2016. We decided to stop. No, to make a reset of our company. And then, for first time, we decided to do it with all people that was working in our hotel. Not only the family, that is how we took decision during all these years, but in this moment we started to work in dynamics with groups of all the people working with us. So during 3 days, we were in a big room, mixing people, no, in tables, no? For example, the people that working in the plunge or from the massage, or cook, receptionist, doesn't matter who, no? All together, working in dynamics to rewrite our company. And what we could see is that we had a conviction. And this conviction is that last year's humanity was disconnected from nature. And with this disconnection, the planet was ill, but not only the planet, but people as well. So we decided that our new company was to connect people know, with themselves, with other people, so social, and then with nature. And this is how now we have our three pillars that make sense of everything we do. You know? It's nature, health, and put conscience as well. You know? It's more the spiritual part. You know? As in our country, to speak about the spirituality is strange, you know. So we were in Asia, is another way to think, but here, if we talk about the spirituality, it's not a wood wall, no? And if, between young people, you know, less. So we prefer to talk about conscience, but it's more or less the same thing. Is that we are becoming an eco resort, you know, just changing the world from resort to eco resort. So as it's a new world, people, they don't think of, about a resort, no? And they have to think, oh, what is that an eco resort? So they look what can be, and then is easier. No? And we decided to make an eco resort, not for people that have a conscience, no? That we have to take care of the nature. It's any people that is coming to our eco resort. And we have to be creative to how to awake their conscience to make a world better. So we needed a new heart. No? In this moment, we decided not to to find, for example, a company that help us to become more sustainable or to make a quality level, environmental level, no? We decided to keep doing things between all our team. And then we started to think not only with sustainability, but we have to do another thing that is to be regenerative tourism. That's not easy at all, as you certainly know. No? It's more an objective, a goal, than a reality right now. But it's important to put the goal, you know, where you want to go, because it's the only way that everything flows to that sense. So we have our own orchard. It's very, very big. Where we produce all the vegetables, but not all the vegetables, most of the vegetables we are using in our restaurants, and we use permaculture. Does anybody know what is permaculture? Have you ever heard about permaculture? No, no. Oh. Strange. Well, permaculture is regenerative agriculture. Is to put all the effort in the soil. Because if you put, what is in this soil that is so important? Well, there are thousands and thousands of microorganisms living there. These microorganisms, fungus, virus, etc. So they provide the plants of minerals. They are living in symbiosis with the mineral. And the plant, as if the plant has a lot of minerals, kind of form. No, they're very healthy and can afford most of the problems they can have. So permaculture was born in Australia at the end of the 70s. And there's a big philosophy between. It's not only a way to produce vegetables, it's a whole philosophy. If you are interested, in our website, there's a part where we explain how we use the permaculture principles to design our orchard, our vegetable garden, but as well to inspire our company and how can inspire your own lives, you know, to a better and more sustainable way of living. So this is where we have a lot of inspiration. Most of the inspiration is nature. Everything nature is very simple and is what inspires us. So in this inspiration is where we've founded our Ikigai that you already read, no? But I want to explain a little bit more. For example, the idea of an ecosystem, and not a simple ecosystem, but a complex ecosystem. No? If in agriculture, monoculture means pests, a lot of pests. So you need pesticides, no? Pesticides, to a lot of chemicals to. But in an ecosystem that is very rich, very complex, is where you find in the diversity, you find equilibrium, resilience, ecosystems. So in a moment like this moment, no, that is very changing, what we try to apport to our company is a wide, wide diversity. No? We want a lot of diversity of different kinds of people working with us, lot of ages, lot of provenances, to have a lot of providers. No, all the ecosystem is not only what we have, no, but all the interactions we have, and to try to change, no, our mind to make this ecosystem even every time bigger. So what we want to, when we would like to explain, is that we are a company that we are moving to a new paradigm. We are changing from an ancient paradigm to a new paradigm. But what is happening now? No, this transition is not easy at all. And we are having, no, that sometimes we have a clash of paradigms. No? And it's being very difficult. But well, I explain a little bit more about this change of paradigm. Not changing, maybe with the mouse. Okay, so change the mouse. When we are talking about a new paradigm, and this is very important for you because you are the future, you have to think that everything has changed. So probably most of the things, you are in the fourth year, so forget everything you've learned the last 3 years, because everything is changing very, very, very quickly. And you have to realize, no, and that you are this future, and you have to adapt very, very quickly to this new paradigm. So that is good to know. Probably they teach you nice things, but they are not enough, no? Because next year, when you are working, so you everything is changing so quickly that you have to keep changing, no? And well, in this paradigm, words are very important, because, no, what we think. To change the way we think, we have to change the words, because it's very important. No? So, for example, I never introduce myself as the manager or director. I'm the leader of the Slovenia Group. No, I'm even the owner. It doesn't matter if I'm the owner of the actions or not. So, what I'm doing in this company, I'm the leader. No, changing. No, moving the people to this new paradigm. We forgot things like, for example, efficiency, now in English, benefits, so productivity. No, we are trying to forget all things. So accountability is important, just as a picture, but not as an objective. What is important for us? We are talking about abundance, and abundance is many, many things. No, because if we are talking about abundance, and we are making, no, we work with all our team. What is this abundance? So benefits, of course, are important, but not only benefits. No, if we are creating new jobs, if we are working about, I don't know how many donations we made, because we have our own currency, a social currency in our retail resort. It's called Social Sardans. No? In the way of innovation, no? to innovate in things, we wanted to teach people how to be positive on changing their minds, no, to make this world better. And instead of making a lot of warnings, no, be careful, or do you know how many pesticides are we using, or things like that, or how many towels we have to clean every year? Not this, because it's not working, and nobody's reading, so no at all. We changed, no, and introduced social coins. No, we have wood coins that we give to our guests when they do something that is good for the environment or good for the society. You know? For example, no, car sharing, or they can be transport, or they reuse the towels, or they finish everything in the restaurants. But many things. You can check our website if you are interested in these social coins. And with these social coins, no, people, they choose between three social projects. In this moment, we don't have three, we only have one, because we have seven people from Ukraine in our camping site, so everything now is going for them. But these last years, we had three projects, and people choose which project they wanted to collaborate. And then is our company, who we change these wood coins into euros to make these donatives, no, to the donation, sorry, to these social projects. So it's very important, no, the way, the relationship we have with all the area, no, all the surroundings. We are working about a lot of horizontality. No? We are trying to avoid in hotelery, is very, you know, is usually is very, very vertical, no? The director, sous director, the chef, the sous chef, the commis, and no. We are trying to avoid all this. And we are working about horizontality. And 2 months ago, I made a revolution in our company because I had my own team, you know, because I could not reach to everywhere. So I had, you know, a food and beverage director, accommodation director, you know, many people, or wellness area, etc. But it was very difficult to talk about horizontality when it was hot from upstairs, you know, from up to down. So, and I made a revolution, and now we decide all the things together. We don't have metre or something like that. What, of course, is important to have some verticality, because it's not bad at all. No, horizontality is good to make decisions, to take decisions for strategy. For example, no? We make today we're deciding, I don't know, what are we going to improve for pets, you know, in our eco resort? We make, you know, dynamics with all the people working. What can we improve for pets? So it is very good for strategy, you know? And we use we take the decisions with sociocracy, not democracy, because democracy is not good. Because, no, if we have to decide if I have to drink this water, oh no, it's not a good example. If I put this here or here, okay, you are going to vote, no? And three say here and two say here. Okay, so the two, so they won and they lose. For example, no, three and two. So you are going to, all your time, you are going to think, no? Because you have a lot looking for reasons that it had to be here and not there. See, I come back.
Okay, but okay.
No, and then is there's a boycott, no, of people that they lose, and those who win, no, the egos, very important. So sociocracy takes longer because you have to take decisions by accords, to find.
Accord.
You take decisions, you have to arrive to an arrangement, no, between different people thinking different things, no, but you have to find the middle point, no, of everybody is happy with this. So it's very good to test new things. And for example, for new products, it's better, no, because all the time you spend there talking about a new product, for example, I don't know if we have for pets, if we make a pet nursery or not, no? And then one thing, yes, others not, No, because when you have to find arguments, arguments, then is the same thing that once this product is into the market, certainly there are a lot of people, they will find the same product. So now if we are 10 people talking about all this, so it's a very good way to test new products. But sometimes you have to take quickly decisions, no? I don't know, in this plate, in this dish, we have fish and chips, but we don't have any more chips. We have to decide if we put broccoli or artichokes, no? Oh, we are going to bowl. No, we're going to two bowl artichoke, three, no, we have to make decisions. No. So in some moments, verticality is important, but verticality is inside us because our culture, we are always working about competition and verticality. So the most difficult thing is to think about horizontality. So sociocratic circles is the way we decide everything in our company. Any product, any improvement, anything we have to do, we decide it all together with these circles. Sometimes these circles are small, only three people, because we have to take quick decisions. But if it's more strategy, then how as big is the bigger is the circle, better is the result. And in these sociocratic circles, as we are not very used to take decisions, we work a lot with dynamics, not to spend a lot of time, because most of the time we are only finding problems, but we don't have the time to find solutions. So we work in dynamics so that everybody can participate to take decisions in our company. We're always talking about the Ikigai, regenerative, And it's very important as well, that they certainly explain you that the goals are very important, objectives, the goals. But for us, the goals are only like a lighthouse that tell us where we have to go. But the most important is the process, what we are doing now, mindfulness. The only important moment is right now, what we are doing now, not what we are supposing to do in 5 minutes. So what now, in this moment, we put all the effort in looking inside us, looking inside our company. This means that we are not talking about human resources. We are only not resources. We are human beings, and as human beings, we have holistic. We are holistic people. No? We have emotions. We have a mental part, a spiritual part, and we give and all these concepts. We told them in these circles because it's very important, looking inside us. Another thing that explain you is that the most important thing is the guest, not the customer. But that's not true. The most important thing is you. If you are not good, everything is a fake. You cannot, we are a company of people, not for people. But if you are not okay, so everything is a fake. So it's very important. The most important thing is that you are okay. So when we talk, and we put out makeup, maquillage, usually, it's not as nice as when we have this. So to take a moment in the company, about all the problems we have in our relationships, how we feel now, so this girl is watching me with these eyes. So sometimes we don't know why, that this is a problem. So we have to take a moment, in our company to look inside us. And taking decisions with all the people, says, oh, it's very good, So next month we are going to put the salaries, increase the salaries. Here is where we have to find an equilibrium between three things, my interest, no, as a person, my own interests and needs, the team interests and needs, and the company interests and needs. And with these three things, they have to be very present, no, to take this responsibility, to have a team that can take decisions. And we are finding that it's very difficult because, as I say, no, our education model things is we are prepared only to take order, to give orders and take orders and criticize. No? But when you say, no, there's not a people who is responsible for that. We are responsible for that. So we were wrong, okay? How we have to learn about that, how we are going to improve that. And that's not easy. And for some people, they collapse and they go out from our company because they cannot afford all this system. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the most important things now is that we could talk about hours about this, but I don't have time. No, in fact, our core business is still, no, offering a wide choice of accommodation, leisure, gastronomic experiences, well-being experiences, like things like that. No, but everything has to be related, have a coherence, no, between this natural health conscience. And as we are choosing, no, a very rich, very diverse, very complex ecosystem, that means that we have a lot of segments as well. We cannot only work as specialized in one segment because we would not be resilient enough, no, for these so changing moments. So we are working with different segments. No? For example, one is the most important, is still the most important, is family holidays. No, so now because I think it's too late. I'm not going to explain everything we are doing for it. If you have interest, you can make questions, and it's not necessary to put all the questions now. You can send me an email, and I will answer you. No, but for example, just for this example, no, this is. Cerdanya Kids is like, well, there are 50 challenges that all the families, they have to do before the youngest child has 13 years old, so before adolescence, no? And these are things like, I don't know, make a boat to the river, put it in the river, or through a stone, no, in a lake, and if it makes three or four like that, or make a snail course, things like that, no, in contact with the nature, and they win a lot of different prizes, and they have to do these challenges. They have to come the four seasons, because, for example, there are some that they have to be in winter, like to make a snowman, or in spring, like make a flower and a crown or things like that. Another segment we are working a lot, and this is one of the most important for us for changing our business model, because we don't want, like my grandparents, no, to have a lot of accommodation, a lot of places in the restaurant, because they have to work a lot in August. Now we want to travel all the year round. It's like before, it was like that, summer, and now we are looking more like that. Then for this, health products are very important. We have a product that is called Life Reset. It's a program for nine days that they are coming to work health as in a holistic way, no? Like nutrition, activity, mindfulness, meditation, a lot of things. And now we are changing or introducing a new aspect is medical wellness. So Life Reset was to adopt healthy habits. So any of you can come here, no, and learn how you can be healthier. But medical wellness is when you are ill, no? You have, I don't know, have disease, for example, no? And you come here, you have a doctor that makes a visit and tell you what you have to do during 9 days to improve it, but in an integrative way. So phytotherapy is very important. How you have a coaching, no, for your emotions, lots of things. Another of these segments is moto tourism. We are working one time ago with motorbikers. These are not family holidays. These are hobby holidays. So it's usually, no, people at around 50 years old. You had the crisis in this moment of 50 years old. And then you have, so probably are your parents, no, we have more or less this age. So you are in university, you have your own life, and they start to feel that they have their own life as well. So they make a hobby holiday. And usually, the buyer persona of this is German, 50 years old. Manager of a big company, and they buy a very big bike and they make a trip in the Pyrenees. And for the life reset, usually it's the contrary. A woman, no, 50 years old, they have more spirituality. Other way is sports, no? But the sports always working the same thing, no? Natural health conscience. Is not only looking for an improvement on the sports they are practicing, no? How to improve, no? Trainings to improve, if it's a runner, no? To run or a biker, no? Is working as well, no? For example, meditation, or a spa, nutrition, which kind of food they have to eat, no? To improve their trainings, mice as well, even if now it's a problem with these 2 years, it has almost disappeared with the COVID. But we have people coming as well for mice. So now, we are changing, no, introducing natural health conscience. No? Is that they are only not only coming because we have a big screen, a lot of you know, computers, things like that. No, they are coming because we have environment that is very important, no? We work more about team building, mindfulness, giving tools, no, to these teams to work in different way, because everybody is very stressed, no? And it's not, it's better the improvement when you are in the nature that when you are into a classroom, for example. So in this moment, no? In this moment, it is very old because this is a word from Heraclitus, so classic times, right? Nothing is, everything changes, everything flows. I have this word in my WhatsApp, because for me, it's, you know, in this moment, everything is changing so quickly, but is between these changes, we have lots of opportunities. And for example, no, I want to show you one of these opportunities. No, for example, is co-working, no, teleworking. We prepare a co-working area before COVID, and now it's a big opportunity because co-working or teleworking, for example, is very transversal of any of the segments I explained you before. No, for example, no, for example, for family holidays, no, is workations. Workations is a mix of holidays and work. No, in a whole family, for example, now we see that they are staying longer because they can work there. No, and they have some hours that they are in family. They are working, but they are on holidays, completely holidays. But if we have this co-work area, they can connect every day some hours and then stay longer. For sports, no, there is just a few athletes that can live only from a sport. Most of them, they have all other works. No, the fact that we have a co-working area help us to have people practicing sport that can come to train before they start the season because we have this co-work area. Motorbike, no, I explain you that most of them are managers or I don't know, but they have a lot of responsibility. So if they are traveling 10 days in the Pyrenees, so they cannot disconnect from work. So the fact that we have a co-work area, that means that they stay longer as well. It's very appreciated for them to have this to this co-work area. Health and well-being, the same thing. And for mice, now we've seen now that we have a new target that are small groups from companies that they have to be creative, you know, to work on a new project, for example. And to work in a new project, right, it's very nice, Barcelona, Roda, all these areas, not very well. But nature is a source of creativity. You know? You have, for example, I don't know if you have a teacher, Jordi Reixac. No?
Nobody?
They know, but in the Bachelor of Relations, they have it. Okay, because I know he's a teacher here, and for example, he with Edgar Terres came to, is coming two or three times to our hotel, and they make a weekend that is how to work creativity in the nature. So we see that there are small seminars of only maybe 3-4 people, you know, that they are coming there, they work in the co-work, but they make the wellness co-work, and afterward they make yoga, they go to for a spa, or they make an excursion, no? And then they work creativity better than in the city. Or pleasure, no? People, no? Most of the seminars now, they put them in Thursday or Friday, so that when they finish, they can stay longer, and during the weekend, the family is coming, and then are making this mixture of working. Now I explained a lot of things. We have half an hour to so that you can put in questions. But I thought that it was important, you know, explain you more that the experiences, how we take the decisions. Because probably next year you will be taking decisions of which, what are you doing with tourism. No? And so I wanted to explain you more this change of paradigm, no? And how we are working, because creativity, all these things is important what you decide, but the way, you know, you organize yourself is very important.
We would like to thank you for your time and for the presentation. And let us apologize for any technical inconvenience because, well, it has taken a little bit more to fix it. But by the way, if you have some questions or if there is something you would like to comment, or...
Yeah. So, like I told you, this will be your individual assignment. So, if you think you have any questions related with how Sardinia maybe taking approach in the tourism, or what do you think about tourism, or how to make a product, because that's also important for your final project. So you can ask anything.
Please not everybody at the same time. It will be very complicated.
Yes.
But
yes.
Well, perhaps you already asked. I will just make a question because I found very interesting the way in which you have introduced it. Social currency,
mm-hmm.
And I would like to ask you how did you came with that idea, or how
the idea of social currency?
The idea was that in 2017, the moment that we wanted to become this eco resort, we wanted, you know, to the people so not without conscience, no. So, to awake the conscience of people, no, being positive. We wanted to be positive. And in this moment, it was when there was the war in Syria, we wanted to have Syrian refugees in our campsite. So we, and then I work about the social currency to try to because they said that during 3 years they cannot work, so we had they have to be there. And then I work about all this more, no, in a local currency for these refugees. It was not possible. Now it's very easy with Ukraine, but it was not possible with Syria. Now we have 7 people refugees in our eco resort. But in this moment, that it was not possible. That I made a mixture, you know, of all the benefits of a social and local currency with all this the need that we had to be positive, teaching people on how to improve or be better or more sustainable. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
What have you found more interesting? Or well, just to to make some returning, but
so you put a lot of effort and time in the well-being of your employees and everybody in your resort. In the end, does it cost you more money, or do you get it paid back by more guests? Or because when the people feel well, they live well. So do you pay in the end for that, or do you get it back?
Is it worth it or not? In terms of economy, right?
Probably yes.
Yeah, economy point of view. Yes.
If it was, if I had an investment from Zipersio, probably they would not like it. Because it's very difficult, no, to make this change of paradigm. You have to believe in yourself, no, to be very proud on what you are doing and very constant, and you have to watch it as an investment. In this moment, of course, no, now that almost 90% of the food we are using in our restaurants is biological, so the cost of painting on a special paint, everything is very costly. And it's easier, no, to try, no, to follow and then expect that everything will change and will be as it was before, no, or 3 years before. But I cannot do this because, for example, I during 5 months, I was very bad with myself. I was angustiated.
Anxious,
because what I was thinking about what was doing was not, it was a gap. Now I'm very stressed because to working about all these circles that everybody participates in the company, that means that I maybe 10 hours per day, no, with meetings with other people and working about these things that are not easy, because talking about emotions is very difficult. We are not used to talk about emotions, no? And this is very stressful. But now I'm tired, but energy flows in me because I know that I'm doing what I have to do. I don't know if it's going to be a success or not. It happens, no, that when the change, when it's a transition, no, it's a change, it say that only 10% of the people are there are 10% that they put the rate. So I feel like if as we are of the 10%, no, that we are, what happens that we don't have help, for example, from anybody. So we have in this moment, no, inspections of everything. So because as when you are a little bit bigger than others, so you have a lot of the administration, no, they make the politics of, I don't know the translation, no, café para todos, no, that means that coffee for everybody, so that everybody has the same thing, no, that people, the administration, no, that cannot help you even if you are, no, they say that you are good what you are doing and that you are opening, no, the future. But they don't help you because they say that they cannot help you because they have, the help has to be for everybody. So it's hard. It's been very hard. there are in, when everything changes, there are a lot of tensions and economical tensions in this moment. We have after 2 years of COVID and what is coming now, of course, we have these tensions. But I feel better trying it than taking also sombrero,
going back. Okay, well, thank you for saying that. And any other questions?
Yes, are you able to host like someone who's disabled, like wheelchair or someone who's blind?
Yes, it's true that there was a question about that. When we talk about inclusive tourism, we always think about the wheelchair, the wheel people, and so forth. This is okay, but there are, when you are open, no, to his holistic way of well-being, there are many, many other things. No? For example, no, in our mini club, people, they teach how to have children with autism. It is a way of inclusion, for example. Or our guides, they teach, if because we, in our valley, no, we want to work a lot with these healthy products, no, health products, medical products. We have a lot of people coming because it's a valley that is very good for
For rare fields or yes. Illnesses. Or. Mm.
So they make a course, for example, if somebody has a asthma crisis, how to adapt, know what they have to do in cases. It's not only what we are thinking that the state administration, if you for a start, you have to have two adapted rooms to go to the swimming pool. Okay, we have something to go into these things. Yes, but this is more inclusive, means really that everybody can come. And everybody, I mean, as we are so different that we have a lot of needs. A problem, very, very big problem we have right now is that our society is very ill, as society. After COVID, people are crazy. I think that we don't need a COVID pass. We need a psychological pass because this Easter was horrible, no? People, for anything, starts to tell you people. So our staff this Easter, they cried many times, no, because people are very, very aggressive. So no, we are talking about that. So the first reaction is, people are crazy. They are real. No, I said, well, this is, we have to be inclusive. No, they need to go to the nature. Society is ill, no, it's like if you are working in a hospital. So hospitality, no, it's almost the same thing. So we have to how we care about that. Well, we have to do mindfulness courses for our staff, no, because how to because when somebody has a crisis, no, because somebody insulted they say, well, come with me, no. If you are very excited, you are on the floor and everything goes better. No? Things like that. And as we are talking the same language, no, because everybody are doing these mindfulness courses, we have tools, no, to use when something like that happens. No? We are, no, because this team that we are working all together.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I think that there was a question there.
Yeah.
What challenges do you see for the next to the ill society?
What is the next challenges?
Well, this what we try is this inner work, no, that no, this meditation. For example, when we start a team, as a team, we make a small meditation, thing like that. No work. If I am good, everything will go better. It's a strange. I don't like to explain this in a university in such a young people because at your age I was not spiritual at all. But now I'm very spiritual. No, and everything is incredible because we are what you know. We are in the mountains, in a small valley, in the mountains. And now I think about a profile of a person, no? That it has to be psychologist and make massage and has to know about nutrition, no? And they appear last, the following day, I have three curriculums with this profile. It's very important that what you do it because you believe in it. And then things happen and everything goes better. So now I trust, you know, that I'm on the good, on the good way, and everything is going to be better. I feel, no, I think that my team, no, all the people that are working with us have to be better, and if they are good, our guests will be, will have a good, and a good stay, and will be very happy. I don't know if I answered exactly because it was a very difficult question. Sorry, but I make like a politician when I went to.
I think there are more questions.
Yes.
Do you have difficulties to find?
Please, sorry.
So do you have difficulties to find new staff? Good educated staff?
Hire me.
No, we don't have problems to find new staff because now, you know, it's a, you know, people that are coming because they see that we are a different company and they their values with our values are coming. The problem we have is that people that they were very good, though, that they were working with us in the ancient paradigm, and they work a lot, and we trusted on them. Now they are not moving, because, you know, and this is very difficult. So it's more difficult, no, how to move these people, no, to the new paradigm, that attract people that we have a lot of them.
Do you also offer internships in your?
We offer
internships.
Internship, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. We invest a lot in students in future because you are the future, and we find that it's very interesting for us as well because of course, well, you don't know almost anything. You have to spend a lot of time with people that are coming for internships, but we have as well new ideas, no? So it's a way, you know, to have this talent coming to our company.
And then, so talking about the product that you designed in the Echo Resort, mm-hmm. they are super. So, like, the thing is that if they know about the importance of the sustainability of the planet, mm-hmm. or they are not knowing anything.
Probably now, after 5 years, now we are starting to attract people that already are they, in their values, they have this sustainability. But not during these 5 years. And it's very grateful, no, to think that sometimes you make a click with people. No? For example, in the permaculture orchard, we make visits, my father and myself. We make a 3-hour visit and we talk about things about sovereignty of the seeds, no? So as the boss, these ecosystems, things like that, no? The importance of ecological products. And people love these visits, and they said, "You know, after this visit, I'm going to be another person." So this is very grateful.
Any other
questions? No.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, so I think that, well, we have a lot of questions, and we are very happy because we are sure that these sessions have been useful for the students. Because I think that they have to prepare on the second one, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So we are.
And, yeah, if, and if they want to do a internship, maybe?
Well,
who knows?
Who knows? Well, in fact, David has shown his mail, so if you have any that or there is something that you would like to talk to him, so you can do it now, or if you prefer later, or if you would you arrive at home and say, oh, I wanted to ask you something or whatever, so, well.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe my last question.
Oh, what?
Yes. So I want to know, what is your inspiration to create a product, something like this, you know? Like, it's because you like it. Ah, I like it. I want to do it. And then you create that as a product. Or you try to find, you know, do a research or do, or you see like the profile of your customer before, and then you think this is a good product. So how you come up with the
That it can do many answers, no? Political correct, a good answer for an university.
For yourself.
It's a mixture of everything. Is, no, this coherence between what you are offering, because you think that then you will attract people, no? Of course, no, be to know about all the tendencies, no, in the world. But the most important thing is to feel the thing. So nothing about greenwashing, nothing about fake publicity, no. It's like a process, no, because it's very different, because coherence is very difficult as well. No, it's not so. You always have to work on this coherence. Of course, no, I studied, I make courses, I lots of things, no, and as well, very important for me in this moment, intuition. No? The intuition is very important, and this is a thing that you never work. You have to have your moments. I go to the nature, no, I go to walk, I go to meditate. And there is where I really have nice, good ideas. Then this is the seed, no? You have an idea, no? You are walking in nature, or you're meditating in nature. You bring them in one of these circles, and then it grows, and is maybe you are thinking that you have a wheat and it's a corn. But it doesn't matter, because it's very nice if it's a corn, because all together you decided that it's a corn. So you have to be, no, it's of course like a leader, I have this inspiration, but then you have to be very generous,
generous,
because it's not anymore your idea, because the moment that you are all deciding is a global idea, and is 1,000 times better than the idea I had. So it's like a mixture of everything. It's very important to study, to be now to know all the trends of the, but this moment, no, and sometimes you have to watch from outside, because if you are always inside, no, if you are watching, no, all these, it doesn't, it changes a lot of the perspective of the things, no. And sometimes you have to watch like that, something approach, no? Different people watching the same thing, no? And then you have a good idea of what is. So, a mixture of everything.
Well, so thank you again, and a couple of questions.
So thank you very much. Gracias, Carlos. At that time is.
Ah, it was.